Guess what, folks? Freddie Dredgepool's here, and I don't think in many episodes of I've done of this, and I've never had somebody mute themselves ever, like the virtual ones. Like as I'm doing that, like I think the fact that I'm doing all of the things and getting it like ready, and I'm putting it in solo and stuff, they're like, I'm so confused. Like, I think people are just so worked up by like my getting it out, like getting it started energy, I guess.
Oh no, I get that energy because I have to sit there and I'm like, okay, open OBS, get the starting screen going, and then you hit go, and then, you know, the different keys to make it change scenes. There's a lot of work that goes into recording yourself.
No, dude, no one knows. No one knows the struggle.
Stop sniffing me.
I apologize. we're
talking.
If you're only listening in the audio only, we're not actually in the same place. But
sorry. Thanks for joining us. I just got a dog yesterday from ACT Philly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we adopted her. Her name is Tilly. Tilly. She's a Boston Terrier pit mix. Yesterday, Sunday they were waiving adoption fees. And so we happened to be there and we're like, hell yeah, let's get a dog.
Boston. There was no real like pre-planning and like, we're going to go to ACT Philly and we're going to get a dog. It's like, you just happen to be there and you're like, hell yeah, one of those dogs is coming in with us.
Yeah. Like I looked at Paul, I grabbed him by his shoulders and I'm like, dog. He's like, okay. I'm like, let's go. So we go. And then we find out that they're waiving fees. And so like, we were fully prepared to pay the adoption fees for a dog, and but we ended up getting her for free, so that was pretty cool. She's got a good home now.
She a good girl?
She's like a great girl. I mean, she's not fully potty trained yet, but she was a stray, so
yeah. There's the, you know, there's she's gonna get a assimilated to the new environment.
Yeah,
and Tilly. You know, the routine will kind of fall in line there.
Yeah, I just haven't had a dog in like 7 years. I've had cats, but this finally buying my house was how I was able to give a dog a stable home. So it's been a hot minute for me.
Cool. I don't have a dog or a cat like in my house, like where I sleep. But my girlfriend's got a dog and a cat that I love, and my roommate has a cat that I'm pretty attached to. And my mom's got a dog that she lives right across the street from me. So I'll just go over there and I play with him for hours.
You're like the dog uncle.
Yeah. I'm the fun dog uncle. Yes.
The dunkle.
Well, Alyssa, I'm more
dad, stepdaddy.
More of a dad. Yeah.
She just closed my, wait a minute. This dog just closed my sewing machine into my sewing machine, my sewing box. Mm-hmm. She had her foot up all in it and then was just like, drop down. I'm closed that now and walked away from it. I'm like, you're too smart.
No alterations needed is what she's telling
me. Right. Lay down.
This place is perfect. No alterations needed.
Pretty girl.
Close this sewing box.
But yeah, so what is on the agenda today? I'm ADHD and dumb bitch, and I lose track of thought of you in that jug.
Sorry, what?
You in the jug.
Yeah, you were talking about your ADD and then you brought up the jug. You were distracted by the jug.
Yeah, because where does one find a koozie for a fucking gallon? They don't sell that at Dick's Sporting Goods, do they?
No, man. That would be cool. It'd be cool if they were that accessible that you could go anywhere and get one. But then everybody'd have one.
Yeah. Product placement. Seltzer. Sponsor us.
Yes, certainly. I would sell out to seltzer water in a minute.
Yeah, I absolutely no. My ex Ian, he's a musician, and he keeps on telling me, "Let's sell out and start a band." And then now that I'm starting a band, he's just like, MIA. Like, can't find him on Facebook. No one, like, I think his girlfriend made him like delete everything. I don't know. God.
Made him, huh?
Yeah, because like, oh, that's he's gone off the internet, and his mom won't even tell me where he is.
that just makes me feel sad for a person who has to hide themselves, like,
yeah,
like so hard. If that's what he's doing, I mean, if you want to get off the grid, like,
that's one thing, but like, he gets this girlfriend and then he disappears, like she abducted him or something,
and like, he has no FOMO.
Apparently not. I've been hitting up mutual friends and be like, yo, I'm trying to get a hold of Ian. Like, I'm trying to get him to write me some music. Like, be my producer. Let's go. Let's do
right.
You.
Like,
I have people for this band. We don't even have a name yet. That's so little. Like,
come on, right? You said you'd write the songs. Let's start writing songs.
Yeah, let's start doing this. And he just. He's like deuces to like Facebook and Instagram. And I'm just like, I don't know his number anymore.
Well, this is a conversation I had with you the other day about not knowing people's phone numbers anymore.
You're absolutely right. I would have failed that.
Go away.
It's the Matrix.
Right. Like
101215.
Right. Do you remember when we had all the space in our heads for so many phone numbers?
Now
we waste that space in our heads with like 50 seconds clips and what, like all the clips and TikToks and however.
Yeah.
Like quick scroll up, watch the next stupid dance, watch the next.
The thing is, it all depends what your algorithm is. I don't see dance videos except for on my Freckles page.
No,
where yeah, well, on my Freddie Dreadful Was Banned account, I see like activism. I see home improvement. I see spiritual wellness. I do see some conspiracy theories. Some things about mermaids, lots of gay shit, be gay, do crime.
Well, I wasn't necessarily talking about like the quality of content that you're consuming. I was more just talking about like what the majority of folks
are, I know, but like
losing the space in their brain to that stuff instead of they used to have all those phone numbers memorized.
I used to use the white pages or the yellow pages, whatever it was. Yeah, the yellow pages. I'm realizing this right now as we're speaking that I'm a creepy motherfucker because these people they were my friends in school and they did not give me their phone numbers. So I looked up their last name and knew what street they lived on and found their phone numbers. So I could call them and be like, hey, you wanna hang out?
Wow. That's the fun thing to learn on, you know,
nine years old.
Right, Tuesday fact.
Yeah, Tuesday fact, 9 years old, creepy Freddy.
Yeah. You know, we've all been creepers.
Those who are called unsolicited.
Well, no,
I'm sorry.
We all have our moments where we're kind of a creeper. I mean, I could see that. I mean, I could see me being a creeper weirdo in my life at some point. At least coming off that way, or coming across like malicious or manipulative. Is that the word I'm trying to say?
I don't know if manipulative is the word.
I'm very like, I don't know. But I know that sometimes people say that, like, I come across like I think I'm better than you to a lot of people. And I don't think I do, but like, maybe that's a you problem if you feel that way. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to.
Cause like what I get from you is you're confident in yourself. You're caring. Like, you have this warmth to you. Like, when you meet you in person, like, you're like, yeah, it's like, not that character. If a golden retriever met, like, you mash a golden retriever energy and a wrestler. Yeah, that's what that is. You're a golden retriever wrestler. Because you look the part. You look like a wrestler. And then you're like, yeah.
That's pretty fair and accurate. I mean, I'll take it. Sure.
It's a great thing to be. It's a great, like, my husband has golden retriever energy. More like white, yellow lab energy.
All right. I mean, I don't think I've ever known a golden retriever, except from Homeward Bound. Like, seeing it, the one on Homeward Bound. But other than that, I've never been around a golden retriever. I've been around yellow labs, though.
Yeah, imagine yellow labs, just longer hair.
Okay.
Labs are derpier, though.
A less derpy golden lab. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
It's like, I'm a derpster. Like, I call myself dumb bitch soup.
Sorry. I mean, I can sometimes have moments where my brain be broken. I have little moments where my brain broke, and they're tough to come back from, but I definitely have gotten myself out of the habit of saying it's because I'm dumb. The things that I'm doing are sometimes dumb.
But see, I'm a smart person, damn it.
I cannot allow myself to feel dumb shamed anymore. Like, I can't have that call coming from inside the house.
Yo, I did what Fat Amy did. Like, I'm calling myself fat, so you little skinny twigs don't do that shit behind my back. Like, I call myself a dumb bitch outwardly because I know that I don't retain information. It's like someone etched and sketched me. Like, every time I wake up, it's just like, what am I gonna forget today? Shake, 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 shake.
It's
my childhood is like wiped.
I feel like, especially out loud, if I were to talk down on myself out loud in front of people, then they could expect to be able to talk that way to me as well.
Oh, you know? I see that, definitely.
And I definitely have zero time for anyone to try to talk to me like they don't think I'm smart.
Yeah. I never got a dumbness out of you. It's not an unintelligent derp. It's a happy-go-lucky, excited derp. I'm not using it as a slur, damn it.
No. I'm just saying I won't talk to myself that way.
Okay.
I'm not gonna talk to if you call yourself a derp and if you say I have derp energy too, I'll take that. But I'm not gonna call myself I do dumb things. For sure, I have derp moments. For sure. Like I'll forget something. We'll be in the middle of a conversation and I'll completely forget what I was gonna say. I have moments like that I don't remember how many concussions I've had, but I know it's been a lot. So sometimes I have some moments where I completely forget shit that even happened at all.
I forget that you do, like, I know that you do the wrestling, right. But like, I forget that that's not a very safe sport.
I spent the early 2000s taking unprotected chair shots to the head, like all the time. I think I don't remember. I remember not remembering the match I just had almost every show that I worked when I was young. And like completely forgetting what happened out there. I completely forgetting where I was. Like I had no memory of any match I ever had when I was a kid. And I was like, come back from the match. I completely forgot them because I concussed them out of my head somehow. Like I felt so out of it every match.
That's in like people don't realize this, that this is such a dangerous, are you talking like WWE wrestling, or are you like sport? Because I know, like, how long have you been doing this?
I've only been doing professional wrestling, not collegiate wrestling, not that athletic wrestling. While I respect that, I just I've never done that.
Okay, so yeah, but this has all been like pro wrestling.
This is all sports entertainment, WWF, WWE kind of wrestling.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been doing that since I was a kid. So
what age do you think you started?
Well, I was 14 when I first started, and I still, I don't feel that way anymore, but for sure in my early years, there'd always be chair shots or something. There'd always be something hit me in my head and I would just take it right in the top of my head. Never put my hands up, never tried to guard it. And I'd come back and I'd have a little lump or a concussion or whatever. And I'd just shake it off. I'd walk it off. Like, be a man. Don't be a bitch. You're tougher than this. Like that kind of
reckless.
It's so reckless. Yeah, I spent all of my 20s and 30s doing that to my head. Yes.
Wait a minute. I forget how old you are.
my teens and my 20s and my 30s have been spent doing that. I'm 39 now.
That's okay. I'm not saying, I'm like, you're not 40 yet.
No.
It time is.
Well, I'm gonna be doing that. I'm gonna be doing that to my head too in my 40s as well.
Time forever marches forward.
Yes, it's just gonna be a series of me being an older version of me doing the wrestling thing, and that will never stop.
We were just talking, me and some dancers were talking about having passion for the thing that you do. And I'm like, I could be a bartender for the rest of, as long as my body is willing to let me do the job, which with my health conditions is like, who knows when that could happen. But if I could do this for the rest of my life, I gladly will. Yes, I get annoyed by people who don't tip, and there are ups and downs to every profession, but like doing what you love is very important.
Yeah,
it's
pretty fun to watch you do that. It's pretty fun to watch you know be in the zone,
taking care of making drinks, just doing shit.
It's pretty fun to watch.
It's this plays into my like dumb bitch soup. It's small task, like it's a small task, another small task, another small task, another small task. Nothing super long and intricate. I saw a shirt that said anti-mixologist social club. It's like, keep your bar secrets and give me a rum and whatever. And it's just like, it's so true. It's like, I just want to make shots and beers and like quick mixed drinks. I don't want to make fancy cocktails.
Right. Yeah. I totally understand that.
There are different styles of bartending.
Spot on. I wouldn't mind if you taught me how to be a bartender. I wouldn't mind.
No, I can absolutely do that. It's very
something
easy.
I've always wanted to do. And the same with being a waiter. It's just something I always wanted to try. Like being a server. I was a server Fridays. It was just always something I wanted to try. I always wanted to see what it was like to see what kind of money I could make in tips, and like what it would be interesting to see, like how I could handle it. Like,
yeah,
what, cause it's intense. There's a lot to do. Like there's a lot to do and a lot to take on. There's a lot of responsibility to it, and you're on your feet. You're moving. Like it's not easy. It's not easy work.
No.
And the fact that we
have to rely on tips is crazy.
Yeah. It is so crazy. Like it should be a high paying job. Like for sure. Like there shouldn't be like a, there
should make sure you steer shit safe. We got to make sure I got to make sure that you're not getting over intoxicated, because if you get into an accident, you have 2 years to sue me. That's a long fucking time. of just waiting to be like, did that person ever get home? I don't know.
Yeah. So there's so much that it's a huge responsibility to try to focus enough, or to have everything written down the way you know you're gonna understand it later when you go to type it in the micros thing. It's just such a, being a server is such work, and it's so respected by me. And I would really like, I would never go out without the knowledge that I'm tipping more than anybody else who goes to that place. Like I'm hooking the server up wherever I go. They're getting hooked up. Cause like when it feels so good to be hooked up when you're a server. Like,
oh, yeah.
I love that feeling when someone hooks you up. Like,
yeah,
like got hooked up so good that that person hooked you up.
When I get a $30 tip every time I go out.
What's that?
When I get a $30 tip, that shit's dope. That feels so good.
But if you pay whatever it was and you give whatever, you know, like you give the same price as like 100% of your tip, like you, that made that person's night.
Yeah.
Like maybe made their week, maybe made their life.
Like, maybe it was just enough, that they were able to like get their car fixed, or like sometimes it's a come up in a way. Like it's not just money. It's like you were now able to do something that you weren't able to do because people took care of you that week.
Like your kids can eat better or say yes to some trip or something.
If we just treated service industry people with more respect, like, I hate this argument. They're like, these McDonald's workers want $15 an hour. When people are complaining that they need a livable wage. Like,
I mean, servers make $2.90 is what a server gets paid.
$2.83 in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying have sympathy for them, but have empathy. Put yourself in their shoes.
Someone's got to do the job, and that means that person has to live.
And like, we also got to be nice to you. Like, the world isn't nice. People aren't nice. But this server shows up, and they're really nice to you. Maybe pay that forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though... I have to say, even though it's not, sometimes it's not monetary, but like sometimes I'll have someone, you know, they tip me and they did a sufficient job, 20%, whatever. Okay. And then they write on the bottom, like, thanks, had a great time, or the shots were delicious, or like when I get those little notes from customers, that shit's real rewarding too, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just because they didn't have the money to tip an exuberant amount. Sometimes they can make our night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got heart behind it.
Yeah.
It's caring. It's taking the time. Like, time's so valuable. So the fact that somebody took their time and wrote something down like that somehow, like, was important to them for a minute. So it's even special, you know, it makes it even more special for you when you see it. Because yeah. it's not just their time and their effort, but it's, you know, it's something they thought, you know,
would should make know. Or the, right. They're like, I'm going to make her feel good. She deserves this. Mm. Or he.
Or he. Is a jolly good fellow.
Sorry, this dog is snoring. I'm just so happy she's happy.
Oh, me too. That's such a cool story. And free dog, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, I was willing to pay the adoption fee. Like, when I found out how long the list was, oh my God, I'm like, can I pay for the adoption and get like to the top of the list? They're like, no, it doesn't work that way. Like, I literally tried to bribe them.
You're like, oh, I'm not on the list, but maybe my friend's down there. Abraham Lincoln. Maybe got his friends, George Washington.
Just pull out a nice crisp Benjamin, be like, take it. This is my adoption money. I know you guys need money, so here's the money. Yeah, put me at the top of your list.
I took it out of the ATM machine for you. It's already money I don't have in my mind already. You might as well take the money.
Yeah. No, but yeah, so I tried bribing myself to the top of the list, and they very kindly, I didn't like carrying it. Like, can you like? And she's like, no. And I'm like, damn.
Well, you get to go home with that money in your pocket.
Yeah, so it's okay. And then that's when I, like, we found out that because the waiting list was closed when we got there, because it was mobbed, because we found out that as we got there that it was the free waived adoption. So there's, you know, there's tons of people there, and I'm just like, shit. I didn't stay on the page, but it turns out I was on the list. So, and I was decently up there on the list. So we were able to, you know, go in, find a dog, meet with the dog, and then fucking sign those adoption papers. I'm like, yep, this dog works. I like her.
You just so happen to be free. So I like you even more.
I like you even better.
I'd like you the same if I had paid money for you.
I got to spend money on, like, you know, a bed, yeah, and, you know, some other like little things. I'm like, okay, cool. I have a budget of like $200 to just that I was going to spend on you, but now I'm spending on your stuff. So here's some toys.
Fixins, some effects.
Yes, let's get you some things.
My effects, Miss Swan. I say that all the time. when I like leave places, I have to make sure I got everything. I'm like, my effects on me.
I call it the Macarena. Because mm-hmm. I'm just, exactly. You pat your butt, you pat this butt, you check here, you check here, you check your bra. You're like, mm-hmm. Hey, Macarena.
Like spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that every time. Well, I got my, do I got my wallet? Do I got my keys? Where am I? So many times have I walked outside to go start the car and I didn't have my keys. I'd say that happens to me at least 3 times a year.
You know, it's much better than locking yourself out of your car. Cause I have broken into so many vehicles. I remember I was breaking into, okay, so I was a little intoxicated going back with my ex. We were both security guards at Woody's. And so we would, you know, we'd be up hella late. And so I'm going back to his house and we stop at Wawa and I lock the door and then threw my keys onto the passenger seat and shut the door. And I'm like, why did I just do that? Why did I throw what was in my hand in the car? It happened to be the keys.
Why did you do that?
Why did I do that? So I we'll be back for this. And so I hop in his car because we took 2 separate cars. So we left my car there, went, smoked, you know, did some other stuff. And then he drove me back to my car and I broke into my car in less than 2 minutes. And he's like, that's hot.
How did you do it? How did you break it?
He gave me a buck knife. And so I took the buck knife and I wedged it. It was a 2001 Mercury Cougar. So like that little sport with the oval, like this, it's a cougar symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Thundercats.
Yeah, the Thundercats. It looks like the Thundercats logo.
Yeah, the Thundercats car. So yeah. I have one of those. And so I just fucking shoved the buck knife in, wiggled it till I can get it to a nice big pull. And then you go in with a fucking wire hanger until you poke it. And then you unlock it and then you get your car back. I've done it a lot. To many cars.
That is so much better than like breaking a window or something. Like
I'm real good at breaking into cars. Thankfully they've all been my own.
It is pretty dreadful. She could steal your shit. So watch your ass and give her her shit.
God damn it.
Don't park next to her like an asshole.
Don't take anything. Just rearrange stuff in their car. Like,
yeah, you're gonna be like, wait a minute, why is my change in my sun visor?
Yeah, just start shoving change all of it in. Just put one after another, just pushing till it's nice and full.
Oh, that asshole stole all my change. The sun's in my eye. Yeah, I'm making you make a change in your life.
Ruining your day. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. We could all use a little change.
You don't stop coming, and they all stop coming. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know the fucking words.
Those were some pretty dumb lyrics, and
we
just let Smash Mouth get away with it.
We did, because we were just fucking in their clutches, Shrek 1 and Shrek 2.
The years start coming, and they don't stop coming. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's time.
Keep on talking about stuff that we know is facts. The sky starts blueing, and it don't stop blueing.
Hey, don't Smash Mouth so hard.
The grass keeps growing and it don't stop growing.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh, We really let them get away with some shit on that song for sure.
That was funny as hell. Yo.
I gotta write that down.
Yeah, you gotta write that down for your stand-up. I don't give a fuck. Reuse material. You gotta do it sometimes.
When I do jokes that have to do with like songs, it's tough because some like people don't remember what I'm talking about sometimes. Like sometimes people have no idea what song I'm talking about. And not Smash Mouth, but I'm saying like anything that I've ever done that had any songs in it, people were like, I don't know the song you're talking about. But I don't think there's a soul out there who doesn't know Hey Now You're an All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
Yeah, you gotta Shrek yourself before you wreck yourself, for sure.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life, baby.
Yeah, I never saw that, and I don't wanna.
No,
that's
you know what I'm talking about. It's disturbing.
I've heard of it, and I'm cool. I'm good. Like y'all have it. I don't want it. Whatever, Shrek, Barney, other whatever stuff y'all are trying to spoil or ruin for other folks, let them go ahead. Ruin it for other folks.
But I got ruined. I'm not gonna do it to you. I just sometimes, if Shrek is brought up, I can't not say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that I can't not say if it comes up. Like we recently did the drinking out of cups quotes, right? Like how
I love drinking out of cups.
To not get caught in a loop of
Mr.
Just
Balloon Hands.
Mr. Walkway, Mr. Walk down me on the walkway. Lead me to the building. Fuck you.
Mrs. Sant, drinking out of cups. Stupid dresses.
Captain tying knots. Anybody wants a knot tie, they go to him. They go to him.
Seahorse, she sees all hell.
What, I wasn't invited to the seashell party? It's so hard to not get stuck in
just a loop of quoting things.
It's so obscure and like not everybody knows what you're talking about, but it's something that just
everyone knows drinking out of cups. And when if they don't, it is your obligation to make sure that they now know. It's like
turn off this show. Go watch Drinking Out of Cups and comes. And I'm sorry, what?
I'm so sorry. I lost the game.
You lost what game?
Oh my God, the game. I'm so sorry to whoever watches this and hears this. I'm so sorry.
What are you talking about?
There is a game that is ongoing and forever. The second you think of the game, you've lost the game. And now you are indoctrinated into the game because now you know that this game exists. So one day you're going to think of the game and you're going to be like, oh, I lost the game.
I refuse to lose. So whatever this game is, I'm going to forget about it 2 minutes after we have this conversation. And I ask you to never bring it up again.
Okay. Deal. Because I don't ever want to. I don't want to do it again. It's such a defeating feeling, and it's not necessary.
We're at a family barbecue. The other day. I don't know. My family. Whatever. It was the other day.
Yeah.
Sure. And and my cousin had the speaker on the radio on her phone. There was like Pandora, mm-hmm. And it was this I don't know who sings this song, but it's like, have you heard about the lonesome loser? And do you know this song?
No, I don't.
And I didn't know this song, but I then like looked at my brother and I was like, have you heard about the lonesome loser? And then everybody went inside and left him out there all by himself. And I was like, well, he hadn't heard about him before. It's you, pal.
Oh, goodness.
But someone's going to get mad at me for not knowing the song. But it was on my cousin's Pandora. I'm looking up on Spotify. See if we can learn together. Lonesome loser. Little River Band, huh?
Who's Little River Band?
So
now you've infected me with the lonesome loser.
Now you have the lonesome loser. Now as a I know. Song. You have to add it to your Spotify liked songs like I just did. Little River Band, The Lonesome Loser.
So it's gonna come up randomly one day on my in my shuffle and it'll be like, the fuck is this?
The algorithms are listening right now. If you haven't already added, have you heard about the lonesome loser from Little River Band on your Spotify playlist, you can ask your device to play that song right now. So if it's Alexa or something, say, hey, Alexa, play Lonesome Loser by Little River Band. You're welcome. What a song to play during a barbecue. Like,
that's definitely
the song that Pandora would play during someone's family barbecue. It's just on the background while kids are playing through the hose and there's barbecue, there's cheeseburgers and hot dogs, all that barbecue stuff, and some Little River Band playing on the speaker upstairs. Little River Band's greatest hits. This episode brought to you today by Little River Band's greatest hits. If you're feeling like you're winning too much and you've got too many friends, listen to the loser on Spotify. Do you feel like life's going too good? And you want to find something that's really depressing, and you've listened to every one of your other podcasts that you listen to, check out Little River Band's Lonesome Loser on Spotify. Thumbs up.
One and two. So did we have anything for the agenda?
So I really mostly just wanted to just kind of chill and chat. I mean,
okay.
I didn't really have like, cause I, you know, I did want to like kind of go deep and crap, but like sometimes we just have too much fun talking. So I
yeah.
don't.
And I can be a I can be a reoccurring character. I don't mind.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, did you have a hard out? Did you have a time that you wanted to rock and roll?
My friend was supposed to be coming over. Oh, he said, just let him know when I'm done. Okay, cool. Okay. Maybe like another five.
Right. All right. Was there, so just a few other things, and I'll send you off with a hot dog and a handshake, go off into the sunset. One thing I always do is, I like to say on the record things like, I like to tell you how much I'm happy to be any resource for you that I could be for you. If there's anything ever that you feel like I'd be a resource, that I know the answers to whatever questions you'd have, you know, I'm just a text away. Like, I want you to know that I'm that resource for you. And, anybody listening, don't ever feel like you're all by yourself. My DMs are always wide open. You can always reach me. I'll get back to you. Just don't sound spammy. Sound like you're a real person, and I'll get back to you for sure. I'm a real person too.
That's dope.
And, I wanted to say that, give you the opportunity, pretend like this is your show for a second, and act like if there's any questions or things you wanted to say to me while we're on the record. So it's kind of a time capsule in right now, because this is still just the beginning of us knowing each other. And this is kind of the most uninterrupted time we've had conversation wise.
Yeah, because we're always working. For those who don't know, Corey and I work together. Just here, just kind of existing. I stream the things that like are happening in my life, and this is a fun adventure. This.
I talk about how valuable time is and how valuable attention. And like I said to you earlier, and I don't even know if we were recording, if this was on the show or not, but talking about like, is somebody listening actually engaging with it? It doesn't mean commenting. It doesn't mean saying anything, but just being like, is this something that I'm hearing right now that's going to be valuable to me tomorrow to apply it in some way, or a perspective I hadn't looked at? Is there something that you feel that maybe if people looked at something a certain way, maybe their outlook in life would be a little bit different? Anything that you could say that could maybe change somebody's perspective on anything as a timeline?
It's very heavy thoughts. I just think that it costs nothing to be a good person, so be kind and make good choices. That's what I say at the end of all of my streams. And I hope that people take from that. It costs nothing.
Smiles are free and they're contagious. If everybody you come across sees you as somebody who's pleasant to be around, you'll be around the type of people who you want to actually be around. If people are cutting the smile off your face and people are like, why are you so happy? Cut those people out of your life. Be happy. Smile as much as you want.
My favorite quote is by Dolly Parton. If you see someone without a smile, give them yours. And I've been living that way for quite some time now. It's dope. Cause like when your smile brightens up someone else's day, like I have a friend who calls me Pinky. She calls me every day to be like, oh, I just wanted to see your face. And I'm like, oh, and like, I'm glad to like be that support for somebody. Like, I try to build a community of people who are, worth my time and who are worth my energy, because there isn't so much of that to give around these days.
You're not finding that in abundance anywhere.
I mean, bartending is
Yeah.
Consuming my life, but like, it's what I do. I mean, like right now I work at the Raven. Shout out to the Raven Pub, Route 1, woohoo, Lincoln Highway. Yeah, I work at a gentleman's club. I'm a bartender there, and I make connections, and I meet different people every day. And then there's always those regulars or those, you know, people you work with and like reoccurring characters. It's good to know that you're being surrounded with good people.
So like, what's the weirdest thing anyone said to you as a bar regular at a gentleman's club?
Oh, at a gentleman's club. They honestly have been so respectful. It's, they've been nothing but respectful to me because I think they know that I could just fucking be like, no, you don't get any alcohol. Except, you know, they were like, why aren't you up there? I'm like, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. You're going to get a lot of this. Some just like body rolls, some stanky legs. Oh, you're going to get some of them. That's what you're getting.
You want to watch me be a goofball? I could go ahead and do that. You want
to do SpongeBob? SpongeBob, bring it around town. Like the deep sides, with the deep sides going. They're not gonna be pleased with what they see on that stage. Just saying.
So, as a bartender, what's the weirdest thing someone's said to you? What's the
weirdest?
So,
the weirdest thing someone's. I don't think I have any stories like that. No. My bartending life has been pretty average, though. Being in a bar and being a bartender, I have overheard something and I could swear it was this one guy I know, Mike Durr. I'm not sure if you know him. He used to wrestle too. I don't know what his name used to be.
Dirtbag Mike or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a hobo gimmick or something at some point.
I can't remember if he did a hobo thing.
I think he did a homeless gimmick for a minute. A lot of concussions. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But okay. So weirdest thing someone said wasn't to me, but I'm walking past and I hear, that's why you don't suck a fart out of a girl's butthole. And I'm like, Mike. And it was not him.
Mm-hmm. Well, turn the volume up and say that everywhere you go. You heard it here first. If you hadn't heard it before, that's why you don't suck a fart out of somebody's butthole. Just don't. Because, you know, the results are probably just as gross as they sound like they're going to be.
I think that was the wildest thing I've ever heard. I've never had someone be... Actually, no, I did have one person be derogatory towards me, but like, I'm not going to say what that man said to me on air.
No, don't tell.
That's not happening. I've been hit on a lot, but like the cheesiest lines you've ever heard in your life, like, did it hurt? And I'm like, stop right now. Don't do it. Like when you fell from heaven. Oh, shut up.
Night of the Roxbury one-liners at you. You got a number? Can I call you sometime, Pocahontas? Things like that.
I've been called Pocahoho.
Oh, see, I that Pocahontas thing reference from Night of the Roxbury, having had zero knowledge of you being called that. It's just synchronicity. You just can't avoid it sometimes.
Yeah, it's. words. They've escaped me.
So anytime I ever say this, this is kind of how we wrap it up. I normally say, hypothetically, I've gifted you this entire show. So from now on, you're hosting Evolving with Freddie Dreadful. And this is your first episode. This is the pilot episode for your new show, Evolving with Freddie Dreadful. Episode one, what are the most valuable takeaways for folks to be a better version of themselves tomorrow?
Grow with kindness.
Do you do any impressions?
What do you mean impressions?
Like you're like, hey, I impersonate this person really good. No. I do a really good impression of Kermit the Frog or something. Hey, Kermit, I do really good.
Kermit the Frog here. Some people say that I sound like Jennifer Coolidge.
Do you ever do impressions of her?
I forget what's her most famous line.
She's just always plays a kind of an idiot.
Stifler's mom. How does it go? Oh God, I can't do this. Oh no. I really want a hot dog.
So as Jennifer Coolidge, would you say the closing line that we always say when we say be fun, have safe, keep evolving? And that's how we close it out.
Be fun, have safe, keep it rolling.
Keep evolving.
Or keep evolving.
And keep it rolling. Keep on going.
Keep on going.
If you stumbled across this show and you were like, you know what, I expected it to be this and it turns out that it's nothing like I expected it to be, don't come here no more. That's fine. Fully fine. That's fully fine. If you expect it to be something that it wasn't, keep going. You'll find something you like.
Yeah. Probably. Maybe.
There's something out there for everybody. Maybe this isn't for you. Maybe it is. Cool. Good for you.
And now all I hear is Bo Burnham, welcome to the internet in my head. Fucking Bo Burnham has been brought back to the surface. The Inside special, so fucking good. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a real smart cookie, that guy.
The fact it baffles me that like the lighting, the scenes that he did, all the editing, everything all by himself. Recorded all himself, produced it himself, sang it, performed it, did it, the whole thing. And while stuck in the house, in the pool house of the, you know, the house from the Scream movies? No, sorry. The house from the Freddy Krueger movie.
From Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, there's a house from Nightmare on the main house. Bo Burnham and his girl bought that house and they were like breaking up during COVID. And so he was in the pool house the entire time, going crazy, making like the coolest special. If you haven't seen it, guys, go watch the Inside special by Bo Burnham.
So do it's your deep. Homework.
It's deep.
Do your homework. Spend the currency of effort and time. You have spend it well.
Yes.
Spend it as well as you can. Spend it as well as you can.
Doing it.
Say that one thing again.
I said doing it.
Doing it. Keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on scratching.
Yeah, that was a good impersonation.
What's the kid's name? The gopher? Not gopher. The groundhog, second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania. Gus?
Gus, that's right. I was going to say Punxsutawney Phil, though he's never won.
No, but the second most famous is Gus. Punxsutawney Phil. Not Fugs Downey Phil. Fugs Downey Gus. He says, keep on scratching.
Yes.
It just was my straight voice. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do that impression again. Sometimes things are lightning in a bottle, baby. You just got to be here now and see it while it's live. In person.
You had to be there. You had to be there.
I mean, I am there. Everywhere I go, that's where I am.
No, but explaining it to someone later, be like, sorry, you had to be there.
That's why I'm here, so I can tell you about it.
Dope.
Is there anything more that you'd like to say or put over or ask or anything?
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
I'll put any links you want, like your link tree or anything, I'll put that all in the description, so you don't have to worry about dropping.
Do that thing. Follow the tabs. Click all the buttons. Interact.
Uh-huh. And listen. And keep on listening. Don't just hear me. Listen.
Let's be friends.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you're my friend, and I'm looking forward to what's next. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate all the time and effort. I appreciate it so much. I know you're a very, very busy mom, busy person. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody listening, be kinder to yourselves, be kinder to others, be fun, have safe. Keep evolving.
Keep evolving. Yay.
Show's over.